This is Rising Shining. I'm Kelsey. In each episode, I share honest reflections and encouragement that I hope will be a bright spot of your day. You can always find all of my writing at risingshining.com. This is episode 112, Small Changes, Big Wins. Lately, I've been thinking about small changes I've made that have made a big difference. I came up with 7 and would love to share. 1. Carrying my AirPod case in my pocket when I'm using them. It's not a hyperbole to say that AirPods have changed my life. Being able to listen unwired to an audiobook or podcast while I go about my day brings me so much joy. And I credit AirPods with bringing audiobooks back into my life. What does not bring me joy, however, is the panic I feel when I can't find one of my AirPods. And I always only use one at a time. I even lost one AirPod for my first pair, which was very sad. A small change I've made, and a tip from Erica, is that now whenever I'm using an AirPod, I keep the case in my pocket. That way, anytime I remove the AirPod, I put it in its case right away. If I don't have a pocket, then I bring the case to whatever room I'm in and keep it very nearby. 2. Charging my Apple Watch while Maeve is in the bath. Another technology win, I pair charging my Apple Watch with Maeve's bath time, or if she's not taking a bath, then with getting her ready for bed. I keep the charger in my closet near our bathroom counter and get it out while I'm getting Maeve ready. This way, my watch is always charged before I go to bed so I can wear it during the night to track my sleep, which is data that I love. 3. Not going to sleep with an audiobook. Friends, this is actually maybe a big change for me because it's a years-long habit, and last year I even said that I was going to give up trying to change it, and I will link to that post. I'm not sure exactly what inspired me, perhaps finally feeling annoyed enough at my dependent habit, but I decided to try breaking the habit again, and it's going great. Now I read until I'm really sleepy, don my sleep mask, it's a great one from Target, and then go to sleep. I'm a few weeks into this habit change, and I noticed almost immediately that my sleep overall is so much better. Although going to sleep with a book is incredibly comforting to me, I think it caused me to wake up more often. Then I'd have to listen to more of the book, which sometimes would activate my mind too much. From my Apple Watch sleep data, I can see that my awake time at night has gone down significantly and is now only brief times to go to the bathroom, turn over, or even not at all. 4. Brushing Maeve's teeth in the bathtub at night. For Maeve's bedtime routine, we were giving her a bath and then upon coming out of the bath, trying to brush her teeth. She would often resist the teeth brushing and it caused frustration or derailment of the whole routine. But now we just brush her teeth while she's in the bath and there's no resistance at all. We brush her teeth, she spits out into the bath, I'm fine with it, and then we have a small cup that we fill with water so she can rinse and spit. Now she even rinses with mouthwash too. Figuring out ways to make everyday habits happen without meltdowns for little kids is always such a big win. 5. Letting Maeve watch Paw Patrol each morning while she has her hair done. Maeve was so resistant to having her hair done to the point that we could rarely do more than put a clip in the side. But enter Paw Patrol. I let go of my absolutely no screen time on weekday mornings rule to allow an episode of Paw Patrol each morning while Maeve gets her hair done. Now Maeve routinely wears a ponytail, braided pigtails, and recently I even started practicing a French braid, which is a new skill for me. I love the routine of making Maeve's hair each morning and getting to do that as a mom of a daughter. I also love how sweet Paw Patrol is and how much Maeve loves it. Paw Patrol will always have a special place in my heart because of this hairstyling ritual with Maeve. 6. Using a wet brush. Speaking of hair, I received a wet brand brush during a holiday favorite things party, and let me tell you, this brush is magical. I had heard of the brand, but I'm not sure if I would have ever gotten around to buying one for myself. Thank goodness it came into my life. Somehow this brush brushes through even tangled hair, but doesn't pull. I use it on Maeve after her bath and in the mornings after I spray her hair with detangler. I also use it on the boys who are both wearing their hair longer right now. One of our boys has hair that tends to get tangled and also seems to have a sensitive scalp. but he lets me brush his hair out with this brush until his hair is shiny and smooth. Magic. And number 7, keeping sunscreen in the car. We've been keeping a bottle of the Trader Joe's Daily Sunscreen, which is a dupe for the Super Goop Unseen Sunscreen, in our front seat console. Chris and I will often put the sunscreen on the back of our hands while we're in the car, protecting our hands from sun exposure. And then we also have extra sunscreen if we'll be out and need to put sunscreen elsewhere. As an aside, we always wear daily sunscreen on our faces, and both Chris and I use the Paula's Choice SPF 50 Daily Sunscreen. The only bummer about this small change is that we can't keep the sunscreen in the car during the hot months because it'll just liquefy. Maybe we could keep it in a little basket in the laundry room so we would see it on our way out to the car. Stay tuned. Friends, what small changes have made a big difference in your life? I would love to hear. And P.S., if you enjoyed this episode, then you might enjoy a Lazy Genius podcast episode and a blog post by M for Marvelous on the same topics. They both inspired this post, and I will link to them in my post. Thank you so much for spending some of your day with me. This blog post is linked in the notes of your podcast player, and the post has photos and links. I love to hear from you. Connect with me by leaving a comment on this blog post at risingshining.com or find me on Instagram. I'm Kels Wharton. Until next time, I'm wishing you everyday joys and small wins.